This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump backed away from calling for a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Mr. Trump is directing that a strong travel advisory be issued to stem the spread of the outbreak. Mr. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine in a tweet early Saturday, but governors in the three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was particularly critical, telling CNN that roping off states would amount to a federal declaration of war. Cuomo also said he believes that such a quarantine would be illegal, economically catastrophic, and preposterous. New Zealand has reported its first death from the new coronavirus. Health authorities said Sunday the victim was a woman in her 70s. They said she was admitted to a West Coast hospital last week with what they initially thought was influenza, and hospital staff did not wear full protective equipment. As a result, staffers have been put in self-isolation for 2 weeks. Australia has announced a multi-million dollar measure to boost mental health and emergency food services during the COVID-19 crisis. The government will also announce a third major economic stimulus package to protect businesses and jobs. As of March 29th, there are more than 38 confirmed COVID cases in Australia with 16 deaths. More than a million Australians could lose their jobs as the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, which would mean more than doubling the national unemployment rate. Airlines and travel agents have this week laid off thousands of people. The ripples continue to spread to all corners of the economy, from cafes to hairdressers and factories to theaters. Retailers have been hard hit, while lawyers, dance teachers, and tradesmen are also feeling the financial strain. This is VOA News. Health experts say prisons and jails are considered a potential epicenter for America's coronavirus pandemic. They are little cities hidden behind tall fences where many people share cells, sit elbow to elbow at dining areas, and are herded through halls to the yard or prison industry jobs. They say that's all but nearly impossible to keep 6 feet away from everyone else. Medical services behind bars have long been substandard and even had sanitizers considered contraband in some facilities because of its alcohol content. The Bureau of Prisons said Saturday the first federal inmate had died of coronavirus. Officials said Patrick Jones had been housed at a prison in Louisiana and had long-term pre-existing medical conditions. A gun rights group is cheering the Trump administration's designation of the firearms industry, including retailers, as part of the nation's critical infrastructure during the coronavirus emergency. The designation, but the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, is advisory and does not override determinations by individual jurisdictions. The group Gun Owners of America says in a statement that it's encouraged that the Trump administration is not ignoring what it calls the ability to protect yourself. Gun rights groups have filed suit after the Los Angeles County Sheriff closed gun stores in the wake of California Governor Gavin Newsom letting counties decide for themselves whether firearms dealers are non-essential business subject to closure. South Korea says North Korea has fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea, calling it very inappropriate at a time when the world is battling the coronavirus pandemic. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff detected the projectiles flying from the northeastern coastal city of Wonsan inside the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. The military in Seoul urged North Korea to stop such action, which experts say suggests leader Kim Jong-un is trying to shore up internal solidarity amid worries about a coronavirus outbreak in the country that's struggling under U.S.-led sanctions. Mexico's Deputy Health Minister Hugo López-Gatell called on Saturday on all residents in Mexico to stay at home for a month, saying it was the only way to reduce the transmission rate of the coronavirus. Mexican health authorities said as of the end of Saturday, there was a total of 848 confirmed cases in Mexico, 131 more than the previous day, as well as 16 deaths. Mexican authorities have not instructed such firm measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus, which has infected more than 615,000 people and killed more than 28,000 people globally. Again, Mexico's deputy health minister saying that all residents should stay home at least for a month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.